and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Smith Ballou. And this is continuing with the theme that I started some time ago of programs dedicated or devoted to vocalists who recorded with Bix. Smith Ballou's real name was Sykes Ballou. He was born in Palestine, Texas on January 21, 1902 and died in Longview, Texas on May 2, 1984. He went to high school in Sherman and attended Austin College as well as the University of Texas, where he organized a jazz combo called Jimmy's Joys. This was in the early 20s, and he played banjo at that time. Later, he became the group's vocalist, and in 1925, he formed the Texas Jazzers, which became popular in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ballou moved to Chicago in 1927 and New York the following year. He sang in the pit band of the Broadway show Good News. He made friends with top musicians, and he soon became one of the most popular vocalists of his day, working with such band leaders as Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, Ben Pollack, and Ted Fiorito. Of course, he also sang with the Frankie Trumbauer's orchestra, where Bix was present. In 1929, he formed his own orchestra and signed with OK to make a bunch of records. Glenn Miller later became the band manager and arranger, helping to organize the group as well as play trombone. The orchestra broke up in 1934 when Miller and Ray McKinley left to join the Dorsey Brothers. Ballou continued working as a solo artist, having previously dubbed for John Wayne in two singing cowboy westerns, Riders of Destiny and The Man from Utah. It was only a matter of time before Hollywood moved the handsome vocalist onto the silver screen himself. Offered the lead opposite Francis Langford in Palm Springs, Ballou moved his family to the West Coast in 1936. He starred in several singing cowboys roles over the next few years. By the time World War II came around, Ballou's film and singing career had begun to wane, and he quit Hollywood to work in the aircraft industry. Okay, all this information comes from the Parabrisas website, parabrisas.com. And let's get started with the music. The ones that I mentioned, the musicians that I mentioned before, Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, and Pollack, are just a few of the ones that he recorded with. I believe that I have so many recordings of Smith Ballou that I may have to extend this program to two parts, part one today and part two either next time or sometime in the future. Well, let's get started with the music. And the first two selections I want to play are Round Evening and Out of the Dawn, recorded in New York on September 29, 1928 by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, consisting of Fozzie Ferrer, Nat Natoli on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arnold Rilhard on alto sax, Frank Deschmacher on clarinet or tenor sax, Herbert Spencer on tenor sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, Carl Kress on banjo or guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, Stan King on drums, and Smith Ballou on vocal. I can't hear Jack Teagarden, nor can I hear Frank Deschmacher here. What I can tell you is that in Out of the Dawn, there are a couple of trumpet solos by Tommy Dorsey, and I call your attention to the interaction between Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and Stan King on drums after the vocal. Smith Ballou has a very beautiful tenor voice. I like him very much. He's one of my favorite singers from the 1920s. So here is then Smith Ballou with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra in 1928.
Happy little family, I bless the one I love for his love round evening. Thank you. of the dawn, a dream came true. Wandering on, I find that sunbeam, lingering on the long day through. Please tell me who'll ever think my skies would ever be blue. Who'd ever think I'd need somebody like you? But out of the dawn, there came a sunbeam, and a beautiful dream came true.
Very excellent records. Tommy Dorsett doesn't have the tone, but certainly he plays a bit of a Bixian style. And Stan King is really fantastic, isn't he? All right, let's continue now with Smith Ballou, but now with Ben Selvin. Ben Selvin, probably the fellow who recorded the most records in the history of the recording industry. I'll choose two recordings, both from December 11, 1929. First, Do You Love Me? And that's credited to the Colster Dance Orchestra, but it is indeed Ben Selvin. Has Bob Effers and Tommy Gott on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey and another on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet or alto sax, Joe Dubin on tenor sax, Ben Selvin and another unknown violin, Irving Brodsky on piano, Jack Hanson on bass, Stan King on drums, and Smith Ballou on vocal. And I'll follow that with Why Do You Suppose, recorded on the same day with the same personnel, December 11, 1929, but now the band is known as the Knickerbockers. So let's then listen to Smith Ballou with Ben Selvin in 1929.
Just a tiny bit, do you? Can't you give me just a little okay? If you turn me down, I'm going to sue you. Would you like to love and honor, old baby? Do you think you'd like a little flat, do you? Big enough for G, whatever you say. I'll give you strict attention for anything you mention. Do you love me well enough for that? Do you? Robins have red breasts and cats meow. Why do you suppose that apples have blossoms upon the bough? Why do birds sing melodies? And why do goats wear long goatees? It must be that they aim to please with real hot nanny goat appeal. Don't you understand that flowers have perfume to draw the bees? Why do you suppose that you're so attractive to me?
I love that song. That's a very sweet, nice tune. Well, since I am in that sweet mood, I might as well then, for the record of the week, which is a feature that I started in my last program, another sweet song. This will be Paul Whiteman and his orchestra recording on, this is December 14, 1928. Let's do it. Bix is not present at that time. Bix was either in the Rivercrest Sanitarium on Long Island or about to be admitted to the Rivercrest Sanitarium. There is a vocal here by the Sweet Trio, Jack Fulton, Charlie Gaylor, and Austin Young. So here is then the record of the week, Paul Whiteman in 1928. Let's do it. A great arrangement of a very beautiful song. I made a mistake. The date for that recording is December 22nd, 1928, and at that time, indeed, Bix was in the Rivercrest Sanitarium, and Manny Klein replaced Bix. I wish Bix had been there. I bet you he would have had a great solo following the beautiful Sweet Trio vocal. Okay, let's continue now with the man that we're featuring here today, Smith Ballou. And what I want to do now is play two recordings that Smith Ballou made with Bix in the band. And these are two Maurice Chevalier famous songs. First, Wait Till You See Ma Cherie. This was recorded on April 17, 1929, by the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra with Frankie Trumbauer on C melody sax or alto sax, Big Spiderbeck and Andy Sechrist on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlett on alto sax, Irving Friedman on clarinet or tenor sax, Min Liebrook on bass sax, Matty Malnek on violin, Roy Bargy on piano, Snoozer Queen on guitar, Stan King on drums, and the vocal is by Smith Ballou. And I'll follow that by another Maurice Chevalier famous song, is Louise, same date, same band. So let's now listen to Smith Ballou with Bix and the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra in 1929.
That one with the baby stare, but if you like a baby stare, wait till you see Cherie. Everyone, everywhere, seems to envy me. Eyes of blue, golden hair, wait till you see my Cherie. Yes, well, she and I agree, we both are fond of a family, and will we raise a family? Wait till you see Cherie. seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, I love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Now anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise.
See that Dix is not in the best of shapes. In fact, those were the two last recordings that Dix ever made with Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra. Now I would like to play a couple of recordings by Louisville Rhythm Kings. In fact, this is Ben Pollack's orchestra. First one will be from January 16, 1929, another sweet number, entitled Let's Sit and Talk About You, with Jimmy McPartlin and Al Harris on cornet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet or alto sax, Bill Rodin on alto sax, Larry Binion on clarinet, tenor sax, Ed Bergman on violin, Vic Bradis on piano, Dick Morgan on banjo, Harry Goodman on brass bass, and either Ray Bauduc or Vic Moore on drums. The vocal is by Smith Ballou. And I will follow that with a somewhat hotter number. It's entitled Shout Hallelujah, Cause I'm Home. This is from January 25th, 1929. The band is basically the same, except that now for certain Ray Bauduc is the drummer. So let's listen then to Smith Ballou with the Ben Pollack's orchestra in 1929.
About you, let's sit and talk about us. Oh, but it's fun to discuss the crazy things we love to do. Let's sit and talk about me. Let me assure you I'm grand. I'd be so easy to handle. Gee, the possibility. Why is it at each visit I sit and stare. What does it and what was it made me care for you? You tell the world about me, I'll tell the world about you. We'll tell the world about us, they won't believe it's true. I'm home, home, never to roam. Take off my coat, take off my hat. Wind up the clock, throw out the cat. Shout hallelujah, 'cause I'm home, back home. And every morning I'll be up with the sun, just like a kid that thinks of nothing but fun. Early to bed, early to rise, heaven on earth under my eyes. Shout hallelujah, 'cause I'm home, back home.
The first few notes of the melody remind me quite a bit of Waiting at the End of the Road. Well, that brings to an end the segment on Smith Ballou, and I'm going to have part two, as I said, either in the next program, in a future program. Now I want to turn to the modern musicians. I'm going to play one track from Stomp Off CD 1321 by John Gill's Dixieland Serenaders. The title of the CD is Listen to That Dixie Band featuring LaVey Smith. The track I want to play is Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So. This CD was recorded in 1997 following the 24th annual Jazz Jubilee in Sacramento, California. And the musicians in the band are Chris Stile on cornet, Duke Heitger on trumpet, Frank Powers, the late Frank Powers, on clarinet, John Gill on trombone, Steve Pistorius on piano, Eddie Davis on banjo, Vince Giordano on tuba, Hal Smith on drums. So here are the Dixieland, John Gill's Dixieland Serenaders in 1997. Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So is a composition by Willard Robison, and the Dixieland Serenaders bring back nicely the sound of the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you can, this is